Hello, I'm Mark, and it's time to find out how Roland Doyle confronts not one, but two of his most deadly enemies in this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. Roland is currently in Tokyo, where he has been captured by the Dragon Sect, who is mad at him for ruining their attempt to assassinate the President of the United States a few missions ago. In addition, the Dragon Sect is working in tandem with the Diamond Club, who just tried to kill Roland on his trip here because he spoiled their attempt to take over the government of Egypt. So this might be a very short episode. Let's see how Roland gets out of this one. So Roland is facing off against these two directors, and he's probably just going to have to address them directly. Say, I'm assuming, since I'm still standing here, that you don't want me dead? Oh, we certainly want you dead. But we have a mutual goal which we are willing to allow you to pursue on our behalf. If you remember last episode, I rolled that the Dragon Sect would not attack me because they have something else in mind. This is where that's coming from. So, I will say, obviously I'd be crazy not to listen. We understand that you have had encounters with Stalina Verka. She has used Das Wort resources to take over an Orosaku factory where she is forcing one of their lead researchers to build robotic enhancements for herself. We believe it would be in all of our best interest if you were to eliminate Miss Verka. And I suppose if I refuse, you'll kill me? You seem to have a grasp of the situation, Agent Doyle. You're offering me revenge and survival. That's everything I could want. How could I refuse? We are pleased that you see it our way, but obviously you will need some supervision. Agent Doyle, meet Yoza Sachiko. A Japanese agent will step into the room and nod respectfully to both directors. I'll try smiling at her, but she's probably just going to give me a cold stare. She's definitely not on my side. But Irina Dolce will continue. Agent Sachino will introduce you to all of the specifics. From here, I want to go to an interacting scene to work out how well our working relationship is going to go with Agent Sachino. And also, we're going to need to iron out some details of this mission. So perhaps we can spend some time talking and planning, maybe over dinner or something. And I'm going to take on the role of confidant to find out how much I can trust her. Okay, I made it. Now, obviously, she was chosen for her loyalty, so not like this is James Bond. She's not going to just suddenly fall in love with me or anything stupid like that. But I will say that she relaxes and starts to open up to me a little bit so we can kind of actually work together fairly well. So what are we doing? Agent Sachiko will tell me that Stalina has taken over. Oh, you know what? Let's just go with the main Orosaku facility. That's a lab that's hidden under a dormant volcano on the island of Balibal, which is an unmapped island off the coast of Tokyo. So it's right by where we are. She's broken into that facility and kidnapped Dr. Ira Tong, their top roboticist. And she's forcing him to develop some advanced bionic components for her damaged body. So our mission is to get to the island, infiltrate the facility, and apprehend or neutralize Stalina Verka. I'm going to try another interacting action, this time being an expert, to see if I can get any more out of her, kind of impressing her with my analytical approach to things. And that will be... Okay, got it. Agent Sachiko will look me in the eye and say, I should tell you, Agent Doyle, that I also have orders to kill you when this mission is complete. Of course, that doesn't surprise me. But why tell me? Are you having second thoughts, Agent Sachiko? I am loyal to my people, Agent Doyle. I do not compromise my orders. But I do like you, and I have decided that you deserve to know the truth. Well, if you're going to kill me, at least you can call me Roland. Maybe that makes her suppress a quick smile, but she'll quickly turn very cold and professional and stay at that no-nonsense level. And that's the end of the second act. And I ended up with two more plot points, which I'll also hang on to. And you know what? Let's move on. Let's keep going and begin the final assault on the island of Balibal. So under cover of darkness, Yoza Sachiko and I will swim out to the island. I dropped off by a boat so we can swim out there. Try and time it with the setting sun, because we'll be coming from land and heading to the east, so the sun will be setting in the west behind us. But try to time it so that we're actually making landfall in the dark. So I'm going to say that this stage of the infiltration is probably pretty easy. Just swimming ashore isn't too much. I'm going to be a tactician, since we're trying to do all this very tactically. And I get to use my stealth skill. Ooh. 4. Just made it. Meaning that the two of us pull up onto the beach just as the sun has set. We pull out, probably have some watertight pouches or something with some dry clothes so we can change and get ready for our assault. Now, ahead of us, just past the beach, is probably a steep mountain that leads up to where the original volcano was. The majority of the complex is going to be within this cliff, but part of it's kind of poking out of the rocky wall. You know, some floors are kind of sticking out, revealing some balconies and windows. Now, Yoza will point out an access, some place to head, which we're going to have to climb to. And this is going to be slightly more difficult intruder roll. So that would be a difficulty of 6. And I got a 7. So that, again, just barely makes it. All right. So we're going to stick close together. And we'll climb this rough embankment. Not real steep, but not really a path. It's still definitely climbing more than walking. And we'll just kind of go from one projection to another, kind of maybe making use of some of these artificial structures poking out to get up to where we need to be. And once I get to the landing, I'm going to offer her a hand and kind of help her blast up. Let's see, does she slap it away? No, and. Oh, okay, so she accepts my hand and maybe even gives me a friendly smile. So, okay. Ice might be melting there a little bit. We'll see. Now, since Dr. Tong's safety would be our primary objective, Yosha would obviously have led us to his lab as a logical place to start. So I'm going to say that we're looking into maybe a slanted window, you know, like a skylight that looks into his office. I'll jimmy the latch and we can climb in. Now, is Dr. Tong actually here? Yes, but. But he's wearing a buoy-trapped vest that will explode if he tries to leave the room. So we can't just grab him and get him out of here. Now, Dr. Tong is a brilliant roboticist. I would imagine that if this vest were able to be disarmed, he would be able to do it. But what if the controlling mechanism was set out of his reach? So there's two parts that have to be diffused simultaneously, and he can't approach the actual controls without setting off the bomb, which is what's keeping him from doing it. Probably some kind of electromagnetic field or something that reacts if he gets too close. So now that we're here to help, we may be able to do something. But first, obviously, he's going to recognize Yoshi when we arrive. So he might start when I jump in, but when she comes in as well, he'll recognize her. Obviously, he's going to trust her a little bit more than me. So I'm going to let her deactivate the vest. She can stay with him and help deactivate the vest. I'm going to go over to the remote activator and see what I can do there. Now, I can't imagine that Stellina would have made this very difficult for herself. And since the doctor can't get to the remote, it doesn't have to be too complicated to keep him from activating it. But on the other hand, it's a device I'm not familiar with. So I'm going to say this is probably just a moderate difficulty. A little bit easy, a little bit hard. And I'm going to take on the manipulator role with demolitions. And let's see. Oh, I got a 9. Okay. So with a sigh, flip the switch, lights go dark, and the bomb is deactivated. And he can take off the vest, and I'll say, okay, Yosha, you get Dr. Tong to safety. I'm going to go get Stellina, and I'll meet you on the beach. She'll give a little nod, and she'll take the doctor, and they can go out the way they came. And I'm going to grab a lab coat and maybe a clipboard or something to bluff my way through the facility. I imagine that's still pretty crowded. Staff is all still here. Probably both human workers and probably some robots moving through the complex. So this would probably be pretty difficult. Nice. Okay, 12. Got it. So I am going to head probably straight to the center of the most activity that I can find. Now, it's got to be some central lab, probably with a lot of classic Frankensteinish like machinery, like the sparkling arcs of stuff and that sort of thing. And in the center of this room is Stellina Verka. She's wearing giant steam-powered mechanical bodysuit. Only your head and shoulders are kind of poking out of the top of this thing. Her face is still wearing the mask because she has all the disfiguring burns, but she'll hold up its enormous clockwork arm and make a fist as she's staring at it, admiring the power that she is feeling wearing this thing. She's probably about 12 foot tall. She was already pretty strong, so she's definitely more powerful than she has ever been before. And yeah, you guessed it. I'm going to stop it right there. Now you have to come back and find out what happens next. And to make sure you don't miss the next exciting epic battle, make sure you like and subscribe this channel. I'm sure this is going to be, yeah, this has got to be an epic finale coming up, so you don't want to miss it. That's it for this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. You can find all of our episodes on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopcast or on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour. You can contact us at our email, tabletopradiohour@gmail.com, and find our website at tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com, where you can also find information about our Patreon. End transmission, over and out.